Very happy to welcome in our next guest because Flames forward Sam Bennett joins us on the program this afternoon. We've got a pretty important initiative to talk about with Sam because he's launched something this week that is going to help a lot of kids in the city of Calgary. Sam, welcome to the program, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Pat.
Hey, no problem. No problem at all. And I want to talk about Sam Feeds Kids. It's an initiative you launched this past week working with Brown Bagging for Calgary's Kids. So the organization is called Brown Bagging for Calgary's Kids. They're working to try and make sure that no kid goes to school without lunch. And this is your brand new initiative called Sam Feeds Kids. So tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, well, I went to the Flames Foundation and I told them I wanted to get more involved in the community this year. And, this was something that they presented to me. And as soon as I heard about it, I jumped all over it. It really is an amazing cause. I think almost every day they feed nearly 4,000 kids, that would otherwise go hungry without these lunches that they make. And I had the chance to go and actually visit some of the kids in the school and give them some of the meals. So it really is amazing, and what they're doing here it's incredible.
What was that experience like, actually getting to go to the schools and meet some of the kids?
Yeah, it was really cool. They were extremely excited. I got a ton of thank you notes and letters and signs and a bunch of hugs and stuff. So I really wasn't expecting that, but it was amazing to see how happy they were, and it was a really eye-opening experience for me.
It's funny. I mean, it's tough to put yourself in those shoes, but you think about it. Like, can you imagine going to school on a daily basis without being able to eat lunch with your friends?
Yeah, I can't really imagine it, but I heard some awful stories about kids going days without any lunches or even meals at all. So it really is amazing that this group has came together and has been able to really help so many kids.
With Sam Bennett of the Calgary Flames. So you, now just correct me if I'm wrong on my timeline, but you first hooked up with Brown Bagging for Calgary's Kids in November when you donated $70,000 to help feed almost 4,000 kids. That's when your partnership with this group started, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Me and the Flames Foundation started off with that donation, and then slowly we're trying to keep building the campaign as much as possible.
So what jumped out initially about the organization that said, yeah, this is something that I really want to partner myself with?
Yeah, I think it was just, the ability to have such a big impact on so many different people. And, really it doesn't take that much effort for people or that much cost to really have that much of an impact in how it goes so long away to help so many people. And I'm really thankful for the opportunity.
Because I know that right now we're trying to help raise funds for 25,000 lunches to help some kids in this city. But the funds are huge, and absolutely we'll tell you about where to go to donate in just a second. But is it just as important to raise the awareness about what Brown Bagging for Calgary's Kids does? And on top of that, the fact that there are a lot of kids in this city that have to battle this. Is the awareness almost as maybe as important as the fundraising?
Yeah, I think it is for sure. I mean, just the awareness to spot kids that are going unfed, or to just kids that need help. I think this is a huge opportunity to really spread the awareness and really open up people's eyes and to see all the people that really are in need in the city.
So you talked about going to the school and helping handing out some of the lunches. You also visited the kitchen too and saw what they're doing firsthand, right?
Yeah, I did actually. Right after our All-Star break, I went into the kitchen and and started making lunches. There was a couple other hockey teams there who, volunteered to go in and make some lunches. So, we had a really good time making lunches. And I think that day we, in total, we made over 3,000 lunches that day. So it was a really cool experience.
So what goes into these lunches? Like, what do you make and what are you putting together?
I think we were making sandwiches, apple slices, and my job was on the chocolate chip energy balls. So hopefully they turned out good. I'm not the best cook, but I had a lot of fun.
Were you like, was it like an assembly line? Did you have to be quick at it? Were you slowing things down?
Yeah, I think I was slowing things down a little bit. We had a lot of people in there helping, so we were able to get a lot done that day.
This is a really cool initiative because, unfortunately, since September 2015, the number of children in Calgary who need to use the services of Brown Bagging for Calgary's Kids has grown by over 50%. There's a large number of kids in this city, in our city, who are unable to go to school with lunch, unable to eat lunch with their friends, so on and so forth. This is an awesome campaign. Once again, it's called Sam Feeds Kids. So here's a couple of the details. If you go on social media, use the hashtag Sam Feeds Kids. You've got opportunities to win some cool Flames prizes. And if you go to calgaryflames.com/SamFeedsKids, you can donate funds there because we are trying to raise funds to get 25,000 lunches made. And you've also got the opportunity to purchase raffle tickets there to win some Flames prizes. Once again, the website is calgaryflames.com/SamFeedsKids. A couple of hockey questions, and then we'll let you go, Sam, and we'll reset on the campaign at the end. But I wish it was coming after a better outing last night or a better result last night. But just how, now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect, how do you put into words what happened yesterday against Tampa Bay?
Yeah, it still stings a little bit. I think even the last two games we've played well enough to win both those games, but it's just a little collapse in the last period, and we definitely gotta start bearing down. But we've been playing pretty solid hockey. It's just that we take our foot off for a second and. It ended up biting us two games in a row.
You go from winning seven in a row and then losing six in a row. And I know you've got some points in those six straight losses, which is mitigated. But did anything change? Has anything changed from what you've seen in terms of the way the group is playing?
No, I don't think there's one thing. It's the way that the league goes. It's when the winds are coming, they come in bunches, and sometimes it's right now it's not really going our way, but we're not panicking. We know we're still a good team, and we're still playing good hockey. So it's just a matter of bearing down and doing whatever it takes to get the wins.
Is it too easy to point to that 5-day break as something that stalled momentum? Is that too much of an excuse in your mind?
Yeah, for sure. We're not using that as an excuse. I mean, every team went through the same break. Everyone has it. So that has nothing to do with our situation right now.
Final hockey question for you, and it's on tomorrow's game. You've got a home game before you head out on the road for six in a row. You're below 500 on home ice. You're one of the best teams in the NHL when it comes to your record on the road. Just knowing that and the fact that you are going out for six in a row on the road after tomorrow night, how important is it to get that win, not just for where you are, but to pick up that win on home ice against Chicago?
Yeah, this is a huge game for us. I think really just to get some momentum going into this road trip. This is a huge road trip for us, and we know we have to get some points now because it's coming down to crunch time. So definitely this will be a very big game for us.
Sam Bennett of the Calgary Flames with us here on the big show this afternoon. Once again, the campaign is called Sam Feeds Kids. He's partnered up with Brown Bagging for Calgary's Kids, a charity that partners with Calgary schools to ensure they've got healthy lunches provided to students who would otherwise go hungry. It's crazy, isn't it, Sam? You take a look at what the Flames Foundation does with this team and how so many guys are partnered up with great initiatives. It's almost like, you know, you come to the Flames and it's almost like it's easy to get involved with all these different things. It's easy to get involved in the community with the work the Flames Foundation does, doesn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is impressive how good of a job the Flames Foundation does, and you know how willing guys on our team. I think almost everyone on our team is involved somehow in helping the community. So it really is. It's amazing what they do.
How important? I mean, you know, you're still young in this league. You're still kind of getting your feet wet in the NHL, all that type of stuff. How important is it for you to have that connection with the community?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think we're very fortunate to have the support of this city, and you know we feel it on the ice, and to have the opportunity and the power to give back. We're put in a really unique situation, so it's really a blessing to be able to give back and help.
Final thought for you, and just in your words, if you're just joining us late or if you just want a little bit more information on it, in your words, the Sam Feeds Kids campaign and what you're doing here with Brown Bagging for Calgary's Kids, if somebody does want to get involved, and if they do get involved, what are they doing? How much are they helping kids in this city?
Yeah, well, you know, if every little bit helps, and with the community partners that Brown Bagging's done, it really only costs them $1 to feed one kid that provides one lunch. So I've set the goal of raising 25,000 lunches, which is it comes to $25,000. So if you guys can donate, or if anyone can donate, it's going to help so many kids. And even if you can't donate financially, there's opportunities where you can go into the kitchen and volunteer to make the lunches. And I think that provides, just as much support as the money does. So there's tons of ways to get involved. And I really hope that, more people can.
Awesome stuff, Sam. It's so awesome when you've got a charitable initiative that you're clearly passionate about and is really important to you, and you can tell this one is just that. So great work with what you're doing with Brown Bagging for Calgary's Kids. We're absolutely happy to bring some more attention to it. Thanks for coming on this afternoon and talking a little bit about it, and good luck tomorrow against Chicago.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Pat. Really appreciate it.